Well, hello, Pinkies. It's the Faye Driver. Once again, it's been a little bit of a time since we had a nice little driving cast together. I've sort of been a little bit busy, but nothing too exceptionally important. I've been enjoying the warm weather we've been having here in Vancouver, which is now all turned to shit. It is now raining once again, and will be raining for the next 4 days. But we did have a period of time where it was lovely and warm. Mr. Anderson's been working in the yard making grass or rebuilding our grass in our backyard, which is in a bit of a dire straits. I don't know what I've been doing. My father was out. My dad came out. I made him lunch. We sat on the patio in the warm sun and talked about things. Now, the last time I talked about my dad, I told you that he had taken in this family of five of his grandson. And so the family's been here for a while, and they've pretty much turned him out of his own house. He's handed over his house to them because he can't get his 1 o'clock naps. He likes to have his 1 o'clock naps, and there's too many kids running around making noise and doing stuff. So he's sort of staying with a friend now for the rest of the month of May and giving the grandson a bit of free rein and having his own nice time. He's quite enjoying himself out on a country farm somewhere with staying with a friend, and so I think he's quite happy where he is. As much as I find it kind of funny that he would invite people into his home and then basically get excommunicated from it. But he's happy. He's enjoying himself. So he came out for a visit. I washed his car for him. And we washed it together, I guess. And spoke about things and stuff. So it was a nice little visit. I've just now completed my 4 day run of work. I'm on my first day off. And I'm going to help out a friend with the mechanical problem with their car to see if we can diagnose what's making it run rough. So that's where I'm headed right now. A little note to John from the Dark Forest podcast. John, I also have a lavalier mic. My mic is a stereo mic, however, and it's powered by the Zoom H2 itself, so it's quite nice and compact, very tiny little thing that I clip either to my coat or to my seat belt. And as you can tell, it's pretty good sound. It's a Sony mic that I got for about $40 from some possibly illicit source off the internet. I'm quite pleased with it. It works fantastically. I think you will probably be very pleased with your lavalier mic. So just before I get on to the freeway road, I'm going to share a little bit of Canadiana with you, a bit of once famous, possibly still famous, Canadian musician Ashley MacIsaac for you here while I enjoy the road.
Hello, this is Ashley MacIsaac. How are you today?
Thank you.
That was Ashley McIsaac. You should see the way he beats the hell out of his bows when he performs. They're just ragged and strings hanging off them and everything. When he really gets going. He's a homosexual as well, that guy. Anyway, so I've completed my little investigation into my friend's car, which happens to be a Volkswagen diesel, much like the one that Scotty, the little Aussie battler, was borrowing, although not a Golf, it was a Passat. In any case, our investigation was inconsequential? No, what's the word? Inconclusive, thank you. Inconclusive. I was not able to provide any significant assistance because these cars are all so computerized these days. And you just, you know, unless you have the $7,000 onboard diagnostic tool to dig around inside the computer guts, there's just no telling what's wrong with these things. All I was really able to tell is that there's something wrong with one of the fuel-to-air mixture sensors or gizmo gadgets, and not too helpful at all. Can you hear the rain, folks? Can you hear the rain pounding against the windshield? It's pouring. Pouring. Oy vey. So now there's been a few people poking around on the interwebs here that we need to turn our attention toward. We're going to send out a search crew and investigate these people. Now there's Cronehaven. Now we know a little bit about Cronehaven. She hangs out with the Poke It With The Stick crew. We see her peep up every once in a while, but we don't really know much about her, do we? At least I don't. And who's this Acacius Page? Who the heck is that? From what I can gather, middle age, medium young aged man with a partner of a few years, whose partner is of some ethnic descent. Who are you, Acacius Page? Huh? Huh? Tell me, huh? Who else is lurking around there? Maybe I might have to get you guys on the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast and grill ya to see what you're made of. Who you are, what's your deal, as Bridget would say. This I wonder, these things, well, they don't keep me up at night, but I am curious to know about you. Who else is poking around the interwebs? Who are these Twitter people? Mordecai Jones, another one, Mordecai Jones. Curious fellow. Just lost his job. Poor guy. Good luck with that. Anyway, folks, you know, you could shoot me a little email to podcast@pinkwheelnuts and say where you are in the world. A little bit about you. That'd be nice. You know all about me. Don't you think it's just a little bit fair? We have a little tit for tat. Anyway, you know, you don't have to. It's not a requirement in order to listen to my show. But, you know, you're a little bit new to me. You've been kicking around for a couple of months. And I'd like to know a little bit more about you. Anyway. So, I don't know. I guess I don't have anything exciting to say or anything interesting to talk about. Just been going to work and hanging out on my deck and, you know, doing odd jobs around the house and stuff. Maybe this week we'll get into some trouble might get into some trouble this week. Maybe I'll take you along for a little ride somewhere. Or maybe we'll go somewhere fun. But for now, it's just me with a little bit of a check-in. Wishing you a lovely month of May for what's left of it. And shucks. Shucks and golly, folks. I think that's all I got for you. People driving through the gigantic mud puddles. You know, the ones that come over top of the median barriers between the road. Anyway, okay, that's enough rambling. I'm going to go home and go to bed.